This Thing Called Free Will by Tracy Liu Hu. In the year 2009, Anno Dean, Castiel will have existed for 63,241,430,400 seconds on Earth without Dean. He will be cold and alone, and he will ache for his Dean. It will not end. In the year 1005 AD, Castiel will become too tired. He will beg the Reaper, who once called herself Tessa, to take him. She will shake her head sadly and repeat what Uriel said to him over 1,000 years ago. Only an angel can kill another angel, Castiel. But Lucifer will be long dead, and the only being capable of threatening Earth and bringing back the angels will be Castiel himself. He will be tempted, but even his hatred and scorn for the humans will not push him to harm them, because Dean told Castiel they mattered, Dean loved them, and Dean died for them. Castiel will sit in the Impala and begin to despair, but he will let them burn icons of him, and eventually he will let them stop believing in his kind. In 666 AD, Jimmy will finally forget who he is. He will forget that he did this for his daughter, and he will forget everything except for his pain and his hatred for the angel who will never stop causing him that pain. Castiel will say nothing whenever Jimmy lashes out at him, because he will know he deserves the blame. It will occur to Castiel that Jimmy's victimization is the only truth contained in the Winchester Gospels concerning himself, and he will laugh bitterly and begin to hate Jimmy despite himself. He will not be able to help it, because Jimmy's anger will seep into his own. In the year 450 AD, on the day the world celebrates Dean's victory over Lucifer, Castiel will sit alone in the back seat of the Impala and bury his face in his hands until the security system in the museum notices his presence and alerts the authorities. They will not see him when they arrive, but Castiel will still be there, and the single tear that slides down his face will be just as invisible to their eyes as the rest of him. He will barely notice their presence, because he will be too busy wishing for Dean's warmth again, if only for a second. Castiel will wish and wish for years, but he will not pray once. Castiel will meet a man in the year 420 AD who will complain of hardship because he cannot even afford a vehicle that flies. The community will be very sympathetic to his plight, and they will donate money to him. Castiel will remember the hardships Dean endured and despise the man for taking his blessed life for granted. He will steal the money given to the man, and, not having hungry people to distribute it to, Castiel will buy a cheeseburger for himself and simply burn the rest. The cheeseburger will not taste as it did over 400 years ago when Castiel last shared one with Dean, and he will throw it away. In 399 AD, a widely loved pope will die. Castiel will stand among a weeping crowd, remember that the Pope was a man who worshipped Zechariah in particular, and smile coldly. Castiel will spend 10 years in prison. Knowing that he can leave at any moment will not make him any less bitter and cold, because he will also know that it won't make a difference. The other prisoners will refrain from talking to him. Castiel will burn a painting of Zechariah in 389 AD, and he will be thrown into prison. A fellow inmate will try to intimidate Castiel, but he will throw the much larger man against the bars and accidentally kill him. The guards will take Castiel to a more secure and secluded cell, and Castiel will almost not regret what he has done. But then he will think of Dean's disgusted glare, and he will hang his head. A man will burn a painting of Dean in 340 AD, and he will be condemned by the entire community. Castiel will stand by and watch as a group of teenagers shoot the man in the back. He will think the man got what he deserved. In 333 AD, Castiel will start painting beautiful works of art depicting Dean, Sam, and an angel in a trench coat riding in the Impala, deep in conversation in a motel room, fending off hordes of demons with their backs in a circle. It will always take him the longest time to paint Dean, because he will paint every single one of the 189 freckles that were on Dean's face, and he will do it in such a loving detail that it will make his hand shake. Potential patrons will admire his work, but tell him that Zachariah didn't wear a trench coat. They will ask him to fix it, but Castiel will refuse, so they will stop being potential patrons. There will be hundreds of Castiel's paintings, but very few will ever be seen, and it will not be long before they are forgotten by all but Castiel, who will surround himself with them. Between the years 170 and 230 AD, Castiel will try to publish an essay on Zachariah's plan to raise the devil and the passionate rebellion of one small angel who loved Dean so much he chose an eternity without him over an eternity of not being wanted by him. The editors of every single religious journal in the world will reject Castiel's paper and call it fictitious rubbish, but Castiel will keep trying. Academics will peer down their noses at him and try to ridicule him into ground, but Castiel will stand tall under the humiliation. The more fervently religious men and women, and there will be a lot of those, will call Castiel a blasphemer and attack him on the streets for daring to try to sully Zachariah's name. Castiel will refuse to harm them simply because they are ignorant, and he will let himself be crushed under their weight. He will forgive all of these people because they love Dean Winchester. He will stop forgiving them. In 166 AD, Castiel will be fired from his job because his boss will notice that he has not aged at all in 16 years and become paranoid. Castiel's heart will not have aged either. In 150 AD, Castiel will look upon Dean's Chevrolet Impala, shining black in its elaborate museum display, and hurt. But he will take a job at the museum because he will feel closest to Dean there. When asked, he will say his name is Cass, and no one will suspect that he is Castiel because no one will know that Dean Winchester ever called the traitor by any other name. Castiel will not talk to many people, and they will ignore the quiet security guard as they walk around the Impala and talk in hushed tones about Dean, Sam, and Zachariah. In the year 149 AD, Castiel will descend into civilization for the first time in 140 years, determined to live as a human, and look with dull eyes upon all the marvelous things the humans built for themselves in their paradise. There will be almost nothing left of the world they once knew, of Jimmy's world, and in his anguish he will begin to hate Castiel. Castiel will understand, but it won't stop him from being bitter about the loss of his one remaining friend. He will pray, as he does every second, for Dean. No one will believe Castiel when he tries to tell them the story of how the war was won. Even Amelia and Claire will look at him with horror and disgust while they beg for the return of their husband and father, and Castiel will wish fervently that he could grant their request, but his exile on Earth will not allow him to. Jimmy will understand, but it won't stop him from resenting Castiel. Castiel will be persecuted as a traitor to the light for 40 years before he finally tires of the hatred in every pair of eyes he sees and disappears alone into what's left of the Rocky Mountains for 100 years. He will spend those 100 years writing about his and Dean's short time together. There are 189,345,600 seconds, and Castiel will write about all of them. Castiel will claw his way free of the earth in the year 9 AD to find that he is the only angel left on earth. He will tell the man who rushes to help him that his name is Castiel, and the man will look upon him in horror, stab him, and run. Castiel will find a copy of the Winchester Gospels and see the last few books tell the story of Dean, Sam, and Zachariah, who stood together and fought the armies of hell for 5 years before the fallen angel Castiel, who had also been Dean's friend, lured him away from his brother for a night with Jimmy's body so that Lucifer could pick off Sam. The book will burn in the wrath of an angel before Castiel can finish reading, and he will scream to heaven until every window within a 10-mile radius shatters and every living thing quails in pain. Heaven will not answer him, and Dean will not hear him. Zachariah and Castiel will be the only two angels left on earth in the year 7 AD. Chuck will finally finish the Winchester Gospels, and Zachariah will send his soul to rest in heaven. Then he will rewrite what Chuck has written, and Castiel will fight him over it. But Zachariah will remind Castiel that he isn't really better than heaven's most terrifying weapon, despite what Dean said once, and he will leave Castiel torn and bloodied and barely alive under 6 miles of earth. The angels will stay for 1 year after the apocalypse. When they return to heaven, Castiel will ask to return with them, even though he knows Zachariah will deny him. He will be right, but still he will beg. Dean, Sam, and Castiel will kill Lucifer in the year 5 AD. Sam will drive Dean to a rage even angels would shake before by dying at Lucifer's hand. Castiel will plant himself in the doorway and hold off all who try to enter, and Dean will deliver the final blow. The death of the Morning Star will cause a spectacular explosion, and when the dust settles, Castiel will be sitting on the floor with Dean cradled in his arms. "This is it for me, Cass," Dean will whisper, and Castiel will understand that it has more to do with Sam than with his broken and bloodied body. Instead of begging Dean to stay with him, he will say, "I know." Dean will grab weakly at his sleeve and ask, "You'll be there, right? In heaven?" And Castiel will not have the heart to tell him that his personal heaven will be filled with whatever and whoever he wants it to be filled with, but Castiel himself will not be allowed to return there. He will know that Dean could never be happy if he knows that the Castiel he will spend an eternity with is a fabrication, so Castiel will say, "Yes, I'll be there." It will be the only lie he ever tells him. "Then why are you crying, Cass?" Dean will ask softly. And Castiel will suddenly understand why his face is wet. He will not answer Dean's question, only hold Dean closer and touch his face and whisper to him, "Rest, Dean." Dean will be too tired to fight it, and he will trust Castiel. He will close his eyes and rest, and Castiel will not plead with Tessa with more than his eyes. She will shake her head sadly and take Dean's soul away from Castiel. Castiel will hold on to his body and try to memorize what warmth feels like until there's none left, because after that there will be none left. When Zachariah refuses to risk himself in the year 4 AD, Dean will call him a despicable coward and tell him that Castiel is better by any fucking archangel. Zachariah will bristle, and Castiel will drop his gaze to the floor. In the year 3 AD, Asmodeus will pin Castiel to a ceiling by his wings, and Dean's moral resolve will slip at the way Castiel tries to hold back a pained whimper. He will give the demon what he wants, and an innocent person will die. "You shouldn't have," Castiel will say later, but Dean will press a finger to his lips and kiss and touch him until his protests get lost in the moans. "Thanks, Cass," Dean will mumble in the year 2 AD, when Castiel saves his life again. He won't even protest being carried in Castiel's arms like some bride in chick flick, and this will be what worries Castiel the most. "Stay with me, Dean," he will command, but it will sound far less imperious than it should and too much like a plea. Castiel will hold him closer to his chest, and Dean will fight harder to stay with him. Dean will be hailed as the Messiah in the first year of the apocalypse, and a new calendar system will designate it as the year 1 Anno Dean. Sam and Castiel will snort at the absurd mash of medieval Latin and 21st century English. Dean will look uncomfortable, and Team Castiel gives him a gentle smile. Hours will pass, and when Castiel teases him about it again, his lips will brush against the nape of Dean's neck, and Dean's sated haze will allow him to see the humor in it. When the apocalypse starts, the world will darken slowly, and Dean, Sam, and Castiel will turn to each other for comfort. Then Dean and Castiel will turn to each other for more comfort of a different kind, and Castiel will muffle his cries against Dean's chest for the first time. Dean will hold him tight and show him warmth. Now Castiel sees his destiny and understands that it is what he chooses it to be, because Dean nods, and the trust in his eyes is enough to break an angel. "You are worth it, Dean Winchester," Castiel thinks before he lets Dean go and sinks the blade into his own flesh.